I know the DJ.
Do you?
You gotta 90s baby, stand up. You're coming back because I'm blowing in it. Pause. I take my craft serious.
Get the hell out of here. I don't owe you shit.
Welcome to episode 78 of But I Know the DJ, the original New England podcast discussing all things DJing, music, nightlife, business, and pop culture. To the unfiltered opinions of host Snacks.
Give me Snacks, baby.
And DJ Fingers.
Let's go, baby.
Let's fucking break this ice, son. Let's get fucking weird.
Let's do it.
21 questions. I got a celebrity in mind. You have 21 questions, yes or no questions, to be able to figure out what celebrity I'm thinking
of. Oh, who is it?
Come on, here we go. Come on, let's go. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
You're so stupid. Come on, ask a question. Come on.
Oh, I got to ask a question. I thought you're not putting the music in the background, bro. Is this shit popping or what? This is me and you. Just the two of us. Okay, my first question. Is this artist older than 35?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to write this shit down. Older than 35. All right. Are they younger than 50?
Yes.
Are they black?
No. Well, no. No, they're not black. They're not black.
Is this artist alive?
Yes.
Alive. All right.
I'm also writing them down.
Oh, you're writing
them down. Yeah, yeah, no, I'll go.
All right. Is this artist in a band?
No.
No band.
No band.
Okay, no band. Is this artist considered a legend?
Yeah, I would say so. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Remember, this is... Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, never mind. Just go. Yeah, keep going. What I'm going to say is just going to make things like more complicated.
Yeah. Is this artist...
And you're already like stumped right now. This is wild.
I'm super stumped.
What?
I'm stumped.
Are you?
Yeah. Is this artist so they're white? No, I didn't say they were white.
They're just not black.
They're just not black. Is this artist white?
Yeah.
Okay. White artist. Do they do rock and roll?
No.
Okay. Are they bald?
No. Okay. So this is question 10 right here.
Question 10.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Shit. Loving to go. I'm going to make this shit interesting.
Come on, buddy.
Has this artist released music in the last 5 years?
No.
Does this artist's name start with the letter P?
No. What the fuck are you thinking of?
I don't know.
I'm stoned.
I'll tell you later. Oh, damn. All right, hold on. Shit.
Yo, you're leaning so far back on that chair. I got scared.
Fuck.
Come on, man. Keep it moving.
Come on, man. I just don't want to throw questions out there. Damn. Do you play this artist at weddings?
No. I could, but I don't. No. The answer is no.
Does this artist do pop music?
No.
Fuck, how many questions are left?
That was question 13.
Jesus. Fuck you, EJ. This is your pick?
This was a suggestion by producer EJ, and it's a great one.
Oh, my God. Damn, I got to think about it.
It's tough. It's tough. I'm going to be honest. But there's questions that you could... ask that would make it, it would like just open everything up. You're not asking the right question.
Have they, what song did they collaborate with an artist that was with a big artist? What's their biggest collaboration?
Yes or no questions, dude.
What's the biggest collaboration?
Yes or no questions.
Shit. Have they ever collaborated with Michael Jackson?
No. What? Dude, you're so off. It's like, you're
what the fuck am I supposed to do? You know how much white artists are in the world?
You're on Pluto right now. Never collaborated with Michael Jackson. You're on Pluto. You're nowhere close. You're so cold right now.
Well, dude, the fuck?
Dude, you're not even on this planet.
How much you got? I got 14 left.
Yeah, well, you're on question 15.
Question 15. All right. like it fucking matters. shit. Damn. Has this artist ever been in movies?
Yes. See, now we're talking.
But we always ask that fucking question.
Then it matters.
Fuck. This artist, was in, were they in action movies?
Yes. For sure.
It's a white boy. Action movies, older than.
Dude, it like narrows it down. That's like narrowing it down a lot. You have 4 questions left. Yo, you can pull this off. If you just ask the right questions, you can pull this off.
Shit.
I want you to get this, to be honest.
Fuck. Dude, I'm like lost.
Yeah. You're on fucking Pluto right now.
All right. Are they... Shit. Does this artist... Is this artist in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
You guys, is this artist in multiple movies?
Yeah, dude. Big movies, bro. And I don't even have to tell you that. Multiple movies. You got 3 questions left.
Has this artist dropped... Has this artist been in a movie in the last 5 years?
Yeah. Yes, dude. Dude, you're gonna kill
me. I'm killing myself right now. Shit.
You have 2 more.
Damn.
You could pull it off, but I don't think you're gonna.
Is this artist fat?
No.
Alright, then narrows that down. No, it doesn't.
One more question.
All right. Damn, artist. White. Okay.
Come on, man.
Does this artist do... Fuck. Damn, I don't know.
You're just gonna throw the towel? You're on...
All right, so read me the...
Now that it matters, they're over 35, younger than 50, not black, they're alive, they're not in a band, they are considered a legend, they're white, not rock and roll, not bald, no music within the last 5 years, their name does not start with a P, I could not play that at them at a wedding, they don't do pop music, they've never collaborated with Michael Jackson, they do movies, they do action movies, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they've done multiple movies, they've done a movie in the last 5 years, and they're not fat. Do you know it?
No.
Oh. You have no idea.
I give up.
You're just going to give up. Yeah. You want me to give you the answer?
Yeah.
The answer is... And the answer is John Cena! John Cena! Turn that shit up!
John Cena's an artist?
He literally raps the song.
Oh, come on. He's a secondary artist, bro. He's a wrestler first.
He has an album. That's fire.
So does fucking Shaq. Is he an artist?
He's a rapper. If I could have done Shaq and he'd be like, yo, is he an athlete? And I'm like, yeah, that would have never done.
John Cena.
Dude, Fast and Furious movies, Suicide
Squad. I'm thinking about a dedicated artist. That's in fucking... I'm not thinking about a fucking wrestler did a fucking album.
Cammy did Will Smith. Oh, my God. Remember when Cammy did Will Smith?
But he was an artist before he was an actor.
So was John Cena.
I thought we usually do just straight artists.
Oh, my God. John Cena was a rapper before he was a
rapper. They threw a wrench in there. That was a wrench. That was a wrench.
I liked it. That was a wrench. I liked it.
Because I'm thinking, you see where my mind went. I'm thinking artist. I'm not thinking about wrestler turned artist or turned that did a record.
I mean, it's I mean, everyone knows the song. I mean, let me play it again. Yo, everyone knows this song, bro.
Such a white boy pick right there. I know this song, dude. And did he not make the? He made this for his intro to
Walk
Into.
Yeah, bro. Everyone knows this song.
I know that. I'm just saying he is not an artist. I wouldn't consider him an.
Ready?
All right. Welcome.
You know he did not jump a fucking puerca.
Hey,
delete that out of your fucking computer, bro. Where do you play that? Give me
snacks, baby. At weddings.
No, delete that shit. That was good.
I got records, bro.
Yo, that must be on DJ City. They did play some shit like that.
All right, you got yours?
No, but yeah, I do. I got mine.
You're going to try and match the obscurity, I'm sure. You're going to do some dumb fucking dumb. You're going to do some Nickelodeon-ass rapper. You ready? Are you ready? Bro, are you fucking kidding me?
Yes, ready.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they alive?
Yep.
Are they a male?
Yep.
Are they a rapper?
Yes.
That's going to be some obscure ass shit, I already know. Are they mostly known for being a rapper?
Yes.
See, I'm asking the real questions.
Shut up.
Are they over 40?
Yes.
Do they act?
No, not necessarily. No. No. Nope.
Not necessarily.
Actually, yes. They've been in movies. Some people have been in movies, but I don't consider them an actor, you know?
All right. Are they black?
Yes.
Are they over 7 feet tall?
What the fuck, dude? I don't know. No. Yeah, Shaq?
We just talked about Shaq. You're the type of person to pull out the person we just talked about.
No, I wasn't.
And he fit all of these. Shut up. Okay. Were they in a band?
No. You're not going to get this.
I'm not going to get it, you said?
No. Think too hard.
Were they a hit maker?
Of course.
Have they released music in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Are they a legend?
They teeter the line. They've done legendary shit. But I wouldn't consider them a legend. You know how artists can do like legendary shit, but they're not like consistent.
Have they done music in other genres outside of rap / hip hop?
Yes.
I need to ask like something that like really breaks this down. Are they currently relevant in media?
Like just like popping up in stories and shit?
Like are they currently like active? Like are they doing some kind of work that's in media like actively? Like
yeah, you could say so.
What are these answers, dude?
Yeah, you could. You could say that. I would have to be specific. You have to be specific. I don't want to be specific, so you could say that. I'm not going to give you the answer.
A live male rapper known for being a rapper over 40 that has been in movies that's black, not over 7 feet. never in a band, a hit maker, released music in the last 10 years, teeters the line of a legend. They've done other genres and they're active in media.
Yes.
Okay. Are they from New York?
No.
Fuck! Oh, yo, I thought I was... Oh, okay, now I'm back to being nowhere. All right. Wow.
You can't see me. My time is now.
If... Would anyone be able to recognize them walking down the street?
Yes.
So they're recognizable?
Yes. It's hard, but it's not.
Not a band.
Nope.
Not Flavor Flav.
No.
Released music in the last 10 years. Would either of us play their music in a club?
Yeah.
They're alive. Recognizable, still active in media at some capacity. Are they from Cali?
Nope.
Any of the movies they were in, are they recent?
No.
Yeah, wow. All right. Anyone, any idea?
Back here? Ado, you got written down?
He got
yeah, when he stands, it means he's into it. Yeah, when Ado stands in the background. Okay, I have two more guesses. I mean, or two more questions rather. So, a live male rapper known for being a rapper that's over 40 has been in movies, but that's a little shaky. Black, under 7 feet tall, never in a band, a hit maker, released music in the last 10 years. Teeters from being a legend and not, has done music in other genres, active in media, not from New York, recognizable, makes club music that we would play, not from California, has been in older movies. Wow. Sorry, guys, I'm not trying to take long, but I just don't know where to go right now.
They can chop and screw this. It's fine.
Rapper in media. Not from New York, not from Cali.
Did you put that he's done songs from other genres, right?
Yeah, other genres. Okay. Are they from the Midwest?
Yes.
Oh! If I pull this off in the last two questions... Yo, if I pull this off,
Hold on, let me make sure that is considered the Midwest.
Dude.
Yo, if I pull this off, yeah, they're checking the boxes. Yo, if I pull this off, can we just confirm Midwest, please?
Yes.
Yo, there's honestly nowhere else I could go, so I gotta bank on this one.
You gonna bank on it? There's a lot of artists.
I got one more question.
There's a lot of artists that come out of that.
But it's gotta be a
Midwest.
Super. It's gotta be like a super clarifying question.
Do you know where the Midwest is? That's a lot of fucking places.
That's a lot of
places.
Don't try and steer me out.
Detroit.
Don't try and steer me
Kansas
out.
Kansas City.
So these are all places they're not from because you're naming them.
No, it's just
I'm in his head!
He's totally...
I need to ask like a question that like... Okay. Would you say... He's famous for his teeth. Dude, no way. Why are you thinking about it?
Because I'm trying to think about why you the person would be famous for his teeth.
Fuck!
You gotta be more specific than that. You gotta be more specific.
Really?
I can't.
Does he have a song about his teeth?
That's you just ask. You can't ask him those questions.
You said be more specific.
But you just ask the question. You can't ask no more questions.
Well, then you got to answer the question. Is he known for his teeth? Dude,
no,
it's
he's
not
known,
that hard.
It's no,
not,
he's not known for his teeth.
It's not Nelly.
It is
it's
Nelly.
Nelly. He has a song called Grills. Bro, come on. Don't fuck with me.
What'd you put?
I said Little John or Nelly.
Yeah. Oh, Lil John would have been crazy. No, but Lil John's from Atlanta.
Because when you say is he known for his teeth... If you
dude, Ado knew exactly what I meant. He popped up the second I said that. Yes,
now he's my pig, baby. Now he's my pig.
Woo!
You see how that was an artist and not a wrestler, dude? Like, what the fuck? Next time, let me know you're gonna fucking go all over the spectrum.
I said, give me two parts. Pulled that out, baby.
I wouldn't consider him a legend.
Yeah, that's yeah. Teeter from Legend. That's why when I was going through it, I'm like, yo, he checks all these
his
boxes.
Albums went diamond. You know what I'm saying? Had legendary
hitmaker. I can I mean, he hasn't acted in a while, but like Longest Yard,
and shit like that. You know, so he acted but not. But recently, he's in a TV show with Kevin Hart.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Kevin Hart, Nick Cannon. So that's the whole media shit. That's why I said you got to be more specific of relevancy.
All the genres.
Yeah. Country track.
So, Mike, I was going to be like, does he have a song with Tim McGraw?
That's why I brought up
and
the thing.
I was going to be like, when
you said country, that would narrow it down right there. If you said, like, yo, did he do, like, country or, you know what I'm saying, or rock?
Because you know, yeah. Because you know, but you know who also fills all of these is Kanye.
Yeah.
And that's why when I had one, I was like, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, if I, like, don't pull off Kanye, that would be fucking insane.
Yeah.
And so that's why I was like, is he known for his teeth? And which I guess is generic, but like he has grill. Like Grills is huge. One of his biggest records ever. That's what I meant, I guess.
Now that I say, I shouldn't have said anything because you didn't really say an answer. You said, is it not Nelly? I should have been like, I don't know. I kind of gave you the answer.
No, that was one of my guesses. I get two. We get two guesses,
right?
Oh. Yeah. You just chose to use none. It's fucking...
Good game. You got that one.
Good game, buddy. Good game. Wow, that was not supposed to take that long.
No more wrestlers. No more wrestlers next time, please.
All right, pussy.
We're doing artists.
All right, pussy. Anyway.
If we're going to do wrestlers or anybody out of the fucking norm, be like, yo, it's going to be a fucking miscellaneous. Everybody, you know what I mean?
Speaking of winners, I this past weekend was just at the Brady jersey retirement game at Foxborough. Oh, my God, it was electric. I was so drunk, and it was an amazing time.
You were super drunk.
Dude, it was awesome.
How was that tailgate?
It was a vibe. It was fun. It was my first tailgate as an adult, and but it was raining.
Oh yeah,
it was raining like a lot.
Which kind of sets the vibe though for football.
I mean, yeah. I mean, we had a good time, and it definitely made it memorable. But it definitely like cut a lot of like our meat was getting wet. Like we were just like, hey, whoa,
hey, yo,
crazy,
give me snacks, yo! Baby.
Oh my God, that's insane.
Yo, can you please replay that right now and do it in slow motion?
Oh, my. That was insane. That was crazy.
That might be pause of the year.
That's easily.
Right now,
easily,
pause of the year.
Easily pause of the year. Can we get a... easily pause of the year. That's nuts.
My meat is wet. It's crazy. No. Our meat was getting wet. It was crazy. Wow.
Yikes. Anyway.
Tom Brady, man.
Yeah, legend. It was really, really awesome to see. Giselle was not there. Crazy. That's why I got
support
it.
Your fucking man, bro. Like, how he's been, bro. Yo, he's been there for you for how long, shorty?
Crazy, bro.
Fuck?
But the kids were there.
Kids were there.
It was a really, really good time. Shout out Tom Brady. Fucking Pats. Even though they fucking suck. Yeah, they lost that game, obviously.
Yeah. One thing I was pissed about is because, when you know, watching it from home, they didn't fucking air that part. They didn't air.
Oh, they didn't?
No, you had to go watch it like after the game was over at the
oh,
fifth
that's
quarter,
weird
because
I'm sure mad people would have.
No,
to see
they didn't air it at all. I'm like, yo, you guys are assholes for that.
Oh, it was beautiful. I very close to crying. Didn't cry. Very close.
He ran the field.
Ran up the field. It was electric. Had a great speech. Kraft had a great speech. He pretty much said he's going to induct him to the Patriots Hall of Fame next year, even though you have to be retired for 4 years. He was like, yo, fuck that. Tom Brady's the fucking man.
Of course, man.
I was like, yeah, dude. He also made so much money. So that was cool. But on some, I guess, like New York shit, DJ Envy.
Yeah, listen.
Biggest pussy in New York, probably.
Listen, Envy has not had a great year this year.
He hasn't had a great, like, few years.
I guess him and Tyrese have been going back and forth. Long story short, Envy had cheated on his wife.
Yeah, dude, like, right? Bad. Like, even it was bad.
Your father of six, I think, cheated on his wife.
Yeah,
and
bad. On some, like, nasty, like, Snapchat DMs.
I guess the girl was, like, racist or some shit like that. Wild. Anyways. Tyrese felt like it was a calling from God to help them get their marriage back together.
And Tyrese is also a weirdo.
Yeah, he's off the rails. So he helped them get back together, him and his wife. And then I guess his wife and Tyrese stayed in touch as friends, stuff like that. So as of recent, Tyrese went on the Breakfast Club, and I guess to his knowledge, he didn't know that Envy had a problem with him, and then Envy disclosed that, hey, I blocked you because you crossed the line. You disrespected my wife, and I should have boxed you in the mouth and some shit like that.
I respect men who want to, you know, defend their wives and everything. I'm very supportive of that.
You know,
but he also cheated the fuck out of his wife.
We'll get there. So, you know, Tyrese then went back and was like, yo, hold on, wait, we've been talking this whole time. He didn't have me blocked. Supposedly he had him blocked and they weren't talking, but he's like, I have receipts. So he went back and he showed all the receipts of the conversation they've had. So it was kind of weird. So who's telling the truth here? So then
it's also dumb as fuck.
Yeah, I guess today he calls his wife on the air, and today? She's like, yes.
Oh shit.
He calls his wife on the show Envy. He's like,
He's like,
you're on the air. He's like, she's like, I'm on the air. You know, cause last time
that's crazy.
He was on the air with her, he confessed on air that he, like, I'm sorry, baby, all this stuff on air and shit, like,
crazy.
Anyways, they play their whole shit out on the fucking gram online, though, their own relationship or whatever. And then she basically said that he crossed the line on some, like, hey, if it was me, I wouldn't do that type of shit, like trying to flirt or some shit like that. So, you know, but here's my thing. Why are you gonna act like that? That's Tyrese song. Here's my question, because then she also says on the phone call, yeah, there's been times where I'm texting him while I'm laying next to you,
crazy,
like having conversations. You know, so here's my question: what is etiquette
for? When you're trying to be the homie that's helping the lady in the
car. Or, no, what's etiquette of, like, your significant other being friends with the opposite sex? What is, like, the line? What is the teeter? Like, what are the rules without being controlling, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, you came to the right person. I think, like, if we're in a partnership, we're in a relationship, I would think that, you know, any issues you have that require the opinion of a man should come to me. Like, that's why you trust me to be the person that you're, like, leaning on. I want to, you know, we're in bed and we're having these conversations together. If it involves me, then that might be different, right? But I would rather us seek, like, the help of someone, maybe even professional, rather than, like, because we hear about that thing that, like, if a guy is, like, your friend platonically, like, the chances of him just still wanting to fuck you is, like, very high. And that's why they're like,
high.
And that's why they're like around, you know.
And that's why things like that happen.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I would rather go to someone more professional that can give us an unbiased opinion, versus like the homie that like is low key just waiting for me to leave so he can try and slide.
It is a dime in a dozen to find a male female platonic relationship. Yeah. It is a dime in a dozen without them being like, hey, I'm attracted to them in some kind of way.
Yeah, like me and all of my lady friends were all just platonic.
You see how you couldn't look at me and tell me that with a straight face?
I did.
This is fucking bullshit. I feel like it's bullshit.
It's not. Shout out.
That is fucking bullshit.
Shout out my lady friends. I love you guys. You're so supportive. And can't wait to see what amazing men you end up
give
with.
Give me one platonic friend and we'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out. Go ahead. Say a name.
No.
Say a name.
Because Phil's going to forget to bleep it out. It's going to be a bunch of bullshit.
Say a name. Say a name and I'll tell you if it's bullshit or not.
Off the air. Stop.
Look, it's already fucking bullshit. I can see the bullshit on your forehead, dude.
Yeah.
Get out of here. You're a horny fuck. A lot of your girlfriends are horny fucks.
They're lady friends, first of all.
You know what I mean?
I don't.
They're your lady friends.
My lady friends.
Okay, whatever. But anyway, for me, I feel the same way. It's just like,
oh, really?
Why am I laying in bed and you're texting like?
Oh, that's crazy. Laying in bed is crazy. Like laying in bed with them is crazy. That's insane.
Okay, if you have a girl and you're going through some girl problems with your girl, I understand that. If that's your little best, that's your best, the group chat type shit, that's fine. But he was sending her like, oh, this is the car I'm about to buy. Yo, this is the land I'm about to buy. This is my. I'm like, yo, listen, hold it, hold the fuck up.
The grass is greener over here.
Hold the fuck up. Nah, bro.
That's crazy.
You're not gonna bestie my girl.
So that was the message he was sending that pissed off Envy.
So yeah, basically like, yo, he basically was trying to hit on her, saying like, yo, if it was. But my thing is like, he has text messages from her. They have threads from like this year. They were still talking. Like he was still talking to, she was still talking to him platonically. So my thing is just like, who's lying? I thought you stopped talking to him. So it makes Envy and her look like liars.
But their relationship is already in shambles, bro. They're just together because of the kids, bro. Because Envy cheated on her like crazy. It was public. It was crazy. There's and that's why he looks kind of stupid trying to like be all defensive about it when he like fucked up in the biggest way.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You wouldn't let your if you had a girl and she was like, yeah, I'm going on a dinner date with my guy friend.
It would have to be like where I'm really really. Like, I've developed a good relationship with him as well, where I can be like, yo, this is a good guy. Like, I trust him. Like, he helped us out in this way or whatever. He was there for you when I could, like, type shit. Like, if we just started or whatever, or this dude that I've never heard of, all of a sudden you're getting dinner with this dude, I'm like, then I'll be like, yo, I don't see that.
That's weird. I mean, here's my thing. Why would you need to be in a private setting with somebody?
Yeah.
Like, why can't it be
the group?
The group thing. Yeah. That's my thing. It's just like, that's kind of weird for me.
Yeah.
Like you need to be in a private setting with this person, like to go out and have a dinner date with this person.
You think he can fight me?
Like, you think, you know, like.
You think he can outdrink me?
You know what I'm saying? Like.
He's a fucking pussy.
Yeah, like, is his meat wet? Like, how does he get his fucking meat wet, dude? Yeah, I was so bad. Yo, pause of the year over his head one more time.
You know what? Because we are nearing the end of the year. I'm happy that pause of the year.
Yeah, that's definitely a big one.
When we do the But I Know the DJ Awards year.
So, yeah, man. So, long story short, guys, don't play out your fucking shit online.
Yeah, that's crazy.
If you guys have issues, don't go look for some outside source, some dude you don't even fucking know. Because they didn't know each other. They had no history other than that. He just hit her up randomly. Like, I feel like I should help you guys out. So I'm going to. That's how it happened.
That's a damsel in distress.
Yeah. Like, dude, I'm reeling this in. Well, you know what I'm talking about.
She's damaged? Oh, perfect.
I'm right here. I'm right here. Just right there.
Hey, Tyrese is here. It's like a fucking Tyrese.
When's the last time you've been in a relationship, like a serious one?
A while.
Did that say something about you or the women you pick?
I don't think it's either. I'm not an easy sell.
Why?
You know, just like what I, you know, like I'm just when I'm concentrated on, when I'm prioritizing. Yeah. And, you know, just a lot of, I think people in general just like, you know, they want to be the priority, men and women alike, you know, so.
So how do you communicate you being a man with needs? How do you get your rocks off other than Pornhub?
I mean, something that's got to take care of what I got to take care of. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Or your platonic lady friends?
No. That's why they're platonic.
Yeah, sure.
Dude, that's what they're... Dude, stop. Don't try and start
some shit. What? I'm not trying to start no shit. I'm just trying to find out more about my friend.
My platonic lady friends are my platonic lady
What do you
friends.
Mean? You're a DJ. You're handsome. You got tattoos. You're thick. You know, like... I know you out here chatting on it. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, I have my priorities in line.
Yeah,
I'm working hard.
Yeah,
you know, I want to make sure that I achieve everything I want
to
achieve.
Is it hard? Have you ever found it hard to like have like a fuck buddy and like not get into emotions?
Yeah, I think there's just too much room for gray area.
Yeah.
And what are the boundaries? What are the lines? And blah 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 blah. And that shit alone is like just as. Takes up as much effort as a relationship sometimes, and I'm just like, yo.
Especially if like blows up in like when you're at a gig or something.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's just with again, I'm not an easy sell. Like I know that there's too many scenarios in which I can the gray areas become even bigger, and like the questions of boundaries become even more prevalent, and you know what I mean. So, with most of the women that I get into it with or whatever, I'll just be like, yo, like this is what it's gonna be like. This is what to expect. This is what I do. This is my these are my priorities in this order. This is where you fall. If you're okay with that, we can continue. If not, that's fine. You know, and most of them will be like, oh my God, that's totally fine. And then 2 weeks later, it's a fucking mess.
It's an emotional mess. I mean, I mean, at that point, you're not fucking them raw. Cause sometimes that's where the emotion comes in. You got to wear condoms. Sometimes
why are you just assuming that that's
how that's usually when the emotion starts? Because then you're really communicating. You know what I'm talking about? Because skin to skin. You know, it's not that there's not that latex in the beginning. And that... getting that friction.
You don't want that latex. That I think I'm latex.
Yeah, that was
better,
a fucking
better
great,
use that. Better use a latex.
Long story short, I guess he's saying, you know, live for you, do for you, know when you're ready to really settle down for somebody and put your time into somebody. Because you have to, you know, it's a lot of responsibility to be in a relationship. And you're being selfish for yourself, and which is a great thing.
Yeah, how's your relationship?
My relationship's good. We are very... open with each other. She knows my schedule. She might hate it, but she knows that, like, he's doing what he loves to do. Yeah, she trusts me, so it's been good. I mean, you've seen our dynamic in public. Like, you've seen how we are in public. You know, we're not too clean. We're not clingy.
She likes your lady friends?
Yeah. I introduce her to everybody that I'm around. When she comes out, I don't miss a beat with that. I know some people do, you know. I know you try to keep them in corners. I've seen that before. I've seen that move happen before. It's pretty good how you executed that, though. How you set the plan up that way. Like, you told me, like, yo, damn, there's multiples in here. And I'm like, yo, for real? I was like, yo, bro, that's crazy. I mean, once upon a time in your life, you know what I mean? Like, I've only known you for, like, 5 years, so it hasn't been that long. But... that was great, the way you, like, handled that situation. Dude, it's hard to juggle women. It's hard. That's why I'm, you know, trying. No? No?
I miss Cammy.
Why? Why can't we? What? I'm trying to. Come on, man. Be real. Come on. You got multiples. Come on. How many?
Dude, stop. No, I don't.
How many?
Not. Stop. No.
Does that mean you got one?
I don't have any.
So why does it matter?
Because you're making it seem like I have multiple when I have none.
I mean, if you say so, I guess.
All right, this podcast is over. you ruined the fun. I'm not having fun anymore. All right. Thanks so much for listening,
everybody.
I'm
having a great time right now.
I'm having an awful time. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Episode 78. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.